0833 333 975. Now, the horrendous sexualization of children and adults on X over the last number of months. Graeme Mulhern, online safety expert, besecureonline.ie. besecureonline.ie. Graeme has got great advice in relation to security on online things for parents and guardians, and please go and check it out. Good morning, Graeme.
Morning, Damien. Hi.
Hi, good to talk to you. You're a good friend of the program. I appreciate you coming on. So, the news that the Data Protection Commission has opened an inquiry into X, formerly known as Twitter, over the use of AI generated images, and they use this tool called Grok. So just explain what happened a few months ago, over the last few months, please, Graeme.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Grok, first off, is one of Elon's companies, and it started about 2 or 3 years ago, so it's amazing how quickly things turn out and unfold. And he included it with his X, which, as you say, formerly known as Twitter, now the new name of Twitter, X, and Grok is now in there integrated. And the main issue resolves around a feature within Twitter called Spicy Mode, that, as in spice up your life. And with Spicy Mode, you can apply certain renditions, or you can render a picture of somebody into a bikini or naked. And the trouble is, there's absolutely no guardrails or safety platforms for this AI. You can pretty much turn it into anything. And of course, people are saying, well, what if we do that to kids? What about the what about the over-sexualization of kids? And what about trying to normalize kids' sexual relationships and letting those children develop in a normal, unsexualized fashion? So there's a whole lot going on here. One of the big issues that's perhaps there hasn't been coming up in commentary, Damien, and you'll find this interesting, is that X doesn't really matter anymore in the children or young teenagers' world. It's more of an adult product. And it's in terms of its competition against all the other social media platforms, it's not doing great. But the fact is, it's in there, and that's a concern. But X is not as visible as it once was in the children's arena, because it's more of an adult's product now. Mm.
It does bring into play, though, how the Data Protection Commission, and they are set up by statute, how they can enforce various different laws, rules, and regulations, because they've had a number of rulings over the last few years against various social media platforms, including Facebook. And a lot of these companies haven't paid. They're basically appealing them, and they're going through the courts, and they're doing this and going through. So it brings into play, doesn't it, the power that the state has potentially over the likes of X or Twitter.
Absolutely. This is one of the real issues with all of this. As we've said before, Damien, none of this matters in China, because the party gets to do what it wants. And if they don't want gaming companies providing gaming services after 12 o'clock for kids, that's enforced immediately. And this is one of the problems with democracy. On top of which, we have a media regulator inside the, however you pronounce it, I can't remember what it is called, inside the DPC. Both of them are very recently created. Especially the new media regulator. So, I mean, they're so new, I'm not sure they even have the staff, I'm not sure they have the means, the know-how, and so this is going to take some time to unfold, and especially as the media regulator has only just been created. And I know they're doing so under the guide with the DPC, the Data Protection Commissioner. Anyone with experience in Irish life and working with local government and semi-states and government bodies knows that it will be just a proverbial fest. They'll be going backwards and forwards, interdepartmental memos and this, that and the other, ministers getting involved, because they're so slow to act. They're worried about traipsing on each other's feet. So I don't hold out any great expectation for this whatsoever. I will be pleasantly surprised if they actually come up with something effective and meaningful anytime soon, especially as they've only just been created. But that's only my piece, Damien. What do I know?
I know, that's true. What do I know either myself? Hey! Now, what Elon did, he changed, or he told people to change the criteria under which these images were, I suppose, being created. So things have changed somewhat, and some people will say, oh, that shows the self-regulation of social media companies works. But it doesn't really. Like, what's the situation now?
Well, the situation is at the super macro level, two things. We have a Taoiseach going to the White House in a couple of weeks' time for the annual, and the only European country that has an annual booked-in visit to the White House of any American. And we've had that for, what, the last 30 or 40 years, and it's brilliant. So he won't want to spill his tea in front of the US president. The US president is clearly an oddity. And his friends, all of the tech bozos, including Elon, have all been stripping back their compliance and control departments within their social media platforms, because that doesn't align with the big boss, I mean Trump's thinking, who has a social media company himself called Truth Social. So the basic issue is not a lot's going to happen here. The people still have a pretty big savanna on which to roam and do as they please, because the current U.S. administration, from which most of these tech companies hail currently, is disinterested in moderation and curation of content, especially as the boss has a company himself in this space. So really, there's not a lot of hope. I mean, thank God for the Australians and Tony Albanese, the Australian Prime Minister, trying to do something for and other people trying to do stuff. But it doesn't help when we have an American president who's totally disinterested.
Mm. I haven't talked to you since the Irish government sort of talked about looking at bringing in such a similar ban here in Ireland in relation to under-16s, and they've pulled back on that now. Where are you? Do you think we are in relation to that debate here in Ireland?
I think it's inevitably going to happen, but VPNs are going to get us around that. Fortunately, we have a more sort of modern government here and young ministers with children, and I think that I think Micheál Martin has taken the matter seriously. You and I have always said this is a head of government issue. It's not for ministers. They don't have the nerves to do it. So we need prime ministers and PC ready to do this and get into action and take on these companies. Refuse to meet these boards of directors from these social media companies and these big, and we need to be making it plain to them that unless you play ball with us, we are going to tighten the noose and we're going to get the Gardaí involved.
Mm. Graham, good to talk to you. Sorry.
And to you, Damien.
Yeah,
thanks,
just mind yourself. Appreciate it. Talk to you.
Cheers. Thank you.
God bless. Bye. Graham Mulhern, their online security expert. Be secure online, all one word, besecureonline.ie.